This is an Equity Bates Media podcast.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
One of the big questions is,
what is money?
For practical purposes, it exists in a series of heterogeneous databases, very different databases.
Do you believe in crypto?
Digital currency may be an answer.
But it is a highly speculative asset.
I do own Bitcoin.
There is no second best.
Welcome to the Crypto Curious Podcast, your weekly crypto crash course. Every Wednesday, join us in the dynamic world of cryptocurrencies. We cover everything from major news stories to short, sharp news bites. Whether you're starting out in crypto or a veteran, we've got you covered. Tune in, laugh and learn. It's crypto made easy. On today's show, we'll chat about wallet types, not the ones in your pocket. We'll discuss some news from the big dogs, BlackRock, and there's also some news in the meme coin world, all centered around Solana. We'll fill you in on that one. My name's Tracy, and this week Craig's on holiday and it's just Blake and I on the mic. So no Craig today.
Slacking off.
No, he's on a family holiday, nice and wholesome. So we hope he's having a wonderful time, Craig. But look, he'd be happy because the market's looking good.
Yeah.
It's had a couple of green days.
Yeah, it's rebounded and, you know, it looks like it could break all-time high again next day or so. And hopefully good things from there.
We hope so. He would be calling the top probably. But look, before we head into the news this week, we're diving into the world of crypto wallets. Over the past few weeks, we've been asked questions from friends and family and, of course, you, our listener, about how to navigate this space of wallets. And our own adventures as well, setting up wallets on various chains, have been interesting, Blake, over the last few weeks. But before we do that, maybe we should mention as well that we did do an episode a while ago on this, didn't we?
Yeah, we went over wallets in episode 5. So if you're wanting to learn more, have a scroll back through your podcasting app. We break down all the different wallet types, from hot wallets, soft wallets, cold wallets, all the different wallets.
Yeah.
But, you know, even as someone that's been in the space for a little while, I still have problems navigating the space, different wallets to get access to different platforms and different dApps or applications or different blockchains. We had this situation yesterday that really prompted us to talk about it today, Trace, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. So should we start off on talking about what is the most prominent wallet that most people would be using day to day?
Yeah, so most people would be using a hot wallet, which is just an online wallet that's a piece of software that sits on your computer. Otherwise, a cold wallet is something that's a hardware wallet that's sitting as a physical device. But then there's all shades in between of different variations of the two.
So if we go back a couple of years ago, I had one wallet basically, and that was my MetaMask wallet. And now I've got probably half a dozen different wallets.
Yeah, exactly. So MetaMask is an easy-to-use Ethereum-based wallet that allows traditionally to interface with DeFi and NFTs and sits on your browser. You can download it and adds onto your Google Chrome or your Safari or whatever. It makes it really easy to use. But it's important to note that this is not the most secure type of wallet. This is not where you should be holding your life savings. It's where, you know, you should just be holding coins for maybe a shorter period of time.
And like you said, sometimes you can hold your NFTs and different things on there.
Yeah, that's right. And you can connect your MetaMask to a hardware wallet to make it more secure. But that's an option that some people don't take.
So the challenge comes when you're talking to a friend and you want to buy a new coin, or you're maybe on Ordinals, or you want to buy something and you don't have the recommended wallet to connect to that chain.
That's right. So like yesterday, you gave me a tip about a coin that I should look at. So we won't mention the name here, but you know, I couldn't figure out how to buy this thing. It was on a chain I've never used before. It needed an integration from one wallet that's native to that chain to my MetaMask, which is usually used just for Ethereum. And it was a challenge. I had to sit down for an hour, do test transactions, make sure my seed was saved, my 12-word backup password, making sure it wasn't a scam, you know, the wallet that I was downloading, verifying the software with the website to make sure I had the right link. Because the last thing you want to do is download spyware. So, yeah, it was an ordeal just to get access to this one shitcoin.
And quite often you're doing it in a hurry because someone's told you about something and you want to get into it before it moons.
Yeah, you really can't rush these things.
You cannot.
Because that's when you make mistakes. You send things to the wrong wallets, or it might, you know, it might just not be backed up in the way that it should be.
So what are some tips on how to do that the right way then?
You know, if you're getting prompts from one of your existing wallets to integrate with a new wallet, always, you know, double check the links with the website. Do a Google search, check if, you know, it's a scam or the wallet is, you know, more broadly used. Make sure that when you do download it, make sure your seed is saved, your 12-digit, you write it down. Don't take a screenshot of it. Save it on your desktop because sometimes these automatically get uploaded to your Google Photos or your Apple Photos. And then it's online, then, you know, it's extremely unsafe. And then always do test transactions. You know, make sure you do $1 or $10 or $100 before you make your trades, because, you know, you don't want it to disappear when you're in a bit of a rush. So, you know, there's quite a few steps there. And then, you know, you're learning the user interface all at the same time. You know, the buttons are cool, might be in a different spot or it's used in a different way.
And don't sign anything. That's how I got done a couple of years ago when I clicked on the wrong link on a, I think it was a Twitter post at the time.
So you can give web apps access to your wallets to make trades or to buy things. And if you sign a transaction to some of these, it'll give that app your access in perpetuity until you remove that access. So, you know, some people will give an app like a decentralized exchange or a marketplace access to the wallet and forget about it for 6 months. And then notice something, you know, dodgy's going on. So always unlinking and removing, you know, that access periodically is also important from your hot wallets.
I think what you also need is you also you kind of almost need a crypto sponsor, someone that's been through this before that you can ring or message. I had, like I said, one of my old mates I used to work with years ago messaged me yesterday in a screenshot and said, "Trace, am I doing this right? Can I buy here? Where's the button?" And we worked it out together. In saying that, jump into the Crypto Curious Facebook page. There's probably plenty of people that can maybe guide you the right way in there.
Yeah. And it's just another example. You know, I was using a Bitcoin Layer 2 solution and using their dApp. That took me like half a day or a day to do. And then it took me about another half a day to figure out how to withdraw. And sometimes when you're bridging assets across from, you know, the Bitcoin blockchain to, say, the rootstock blockchain, you know, that can take time. And then withdrawing them, you know, it can take a couple of hours. And in that time, you're trying to figure out where your transaction's gone.
People get nervous.
Yeah, if you've sent it to the wrong spot. You know, it's not coming up in the meme pool or the backlog. And you're like, where's it gone? And yeah, it makes you all a bit nervous. So definitely sending test transactions when you're using these new apps is important.
Okay, well, there you go. Any questions again on that one? Like I said, maybe jump into the Crypto Curious Facebook page and see if anyone's been through a similar thing. Let's move on to our second story as we pivot. Who's been making waves in the financial crypto world? It is BlackRock again, their foray into asset tokenization with the launch of BlackRock's USD Institution Digital Liquidity Fund. The world's largest asset manager has taken a significant step into the Ethereum blockchain, making a monumental shift in how traditional financial assets might be managed in the future. Blake, tell us, why is this move not just kind of noteworthy or, sorry, newsworthy, but why is this potentially industry changing?
Yeah, well, as we know, BlackRock's the world's largest asset manager, and Larry Fink, the CEO and founder of BlackRock, came out and said recently that blockchain and digitization or tokenization of assets is going to be the biggest change to the financial landscape in over 100 years. And they're now leading by example, and they're listing their funds on the Ethereum blockchain, which is really exciting to see them actually put their money where their mouth is and start using the technology in the way that it was originally built for these purposes. Now, what's really important here is that, you know, we've seen the massive amount of inflows that BlackRock's been able to raise into their Bitcoin ETF, and this is the next evolution in, I suppose, the next step in the vision to more broad digitization or tokenization of real-world assets. I'm using public blockchains. And what I'm watching very closely is the narrative here that Larry Fink and BlackRock is pushing out into the public realm. By example, they'll be first, you know, what I suspect to see is that they'll first do one fund, then they'll be doing more, and then they'll be helping other people list their funds on Ethereum. And then they'll be doing the Ethereum ETF. They're building a narrative, a value proposition here, a use case, and then that will allow them to sell their product to the market. And so we'll keep a close eye on that here as we hear news come out, because this is an important one and could give us an indication of things to come.
Interesting. Like you said, we'll keep an eye on that one for sure. But while we are talking about BlackRock, there has been quite a curious case of engagement of BlackRock with their digital assets. And I'm talking about meme coins and NFTs, because recently the firm acquired over 40,000 in meme coins and NFTs after depositing themselves $100 million in USD stable coins to an Ethereum blockchain. So following this deposit, obviously, their details are out there, and some unknown crypto users have then realized it was their address and sent them a little gift. So there was at least 40 coins that were sent over and 25 NFTs. So there was some ordinal Pepes and a coin called Crypto Dick Butts. So, or that was an NFT. So, yeah, wow. They're the proud owner of about 40 coins and 25 NFTs now.
Well, it's great to see them.
Yeah, they're really diversifying. Yeah, lovely.
I could imagine this being a little bit of an accounting issue down the track potentially, but.
Oh, yes, BlackRock really assimilating into the crypto space there. Let's move on to our third story. We're talking about Solana. After last week talking about what an amazing year Solana's had, a little bit of bad press for Solana this week, the meme coins this time, and pre-sales having reached over 170 million in only a week. And there's some worries here around a lot of these being scams and the possible drawbacks that come with these pre-sales, Blake.
Yeah, you know, these are extremely risky area to be investing and participating in. Often these people are anonymous or pseudo-anonymous that are putting up these meme coin projects. They put up addresses that may or may not really relate to building the project. And I think it's shone a bit of a light on the regulatory gaps that exist in this market and really how much of a Wild West it is when participating in it, particularly in the sub-asset class of meme coins. So, you know, it's raised a lot of concerns because they are raising so much money. It's starting to get looked at more broadly in the ecosystem and beyond the crypto ecosystem.
Yeah, and look, another story that unfolded in the last few weeks and really again over the last 5 days highlighted, unfortunately, an even darker side of the crypto decentralization and the, you know, anonymity features that come along with this were some really offensive and harmful memes, Blake, that emerged. They were actually really shocking for me when I saw them, racist memes that popped up on the Solana DEXs. There was a couple of them and all of a sudden there were like dozens of them. I noticed that they've really pulled back now, but wasn't good.
Yeah, just for a little bit of context, you know, on these decentralized blockchains like Ethereum, like Solana and others, anyone's able to mint a token, your own token. And people do this for raising funds for startups, but also for meme coins. And there was a spate of people creating their own tokens with very racist themes and titles. And I think 30 or 40 of these got up within a week and gained, you know, widespread attention on social media. There's a massive trade-off in the ecosystem having, you know, this self-sovereignty around using this decentralized infrastructure and then people abusing it for nefarious purposes. And this really shone in the face of that and pushed a lot of people's buttons. And the founder and CEO of Solana came out and said, F these anti-Semitic racist incels.
On tweet, on his
He was
ex.
Very pissed off.
Yep. It's a bad look for Solana,
yeah,
wasn't
it? It's a very, very bad look for Solana. And, you know, they can't really control it. There is really one way of them controlling it. If you're a majority of the validators and come together and decide to, you know, fork the chain and basically get rid of these tokens, which is an incredibly large effort to do and takes time. And
I saw that, yeah, just before he did that, a few of the DEX aggregators had put some warnings up saying that they would be, I think they have done that actually, anything that constitute spreading hate would be blocked.
Yeah.
Which I think that's where a lot of them ended up.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, just to unpack that, you know, the exchanges can choose whether or not it's listed because there's a little bit more centralization in an application or an exchange application, so they can manage that far more easily.
Mm.
But I think it's just really shown the dynamics of the ecosystem and some of the challenges that exist.
Mm. Well, look, they've simmered down now.
Yeah, so. Fortunately, they've, you know, the media attention's moved on, but I guess that problem might flare up at another point in time. Yeah.
Yep. All right, on that one, some bit of a somber note, let's take a break. And when we come back, it's our short, sharp news bites.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Crypto Curious podcast. On with our short, sharp news bites. I'll go first. Kathy Woods from ARK Invest has no choice but to sell. ARK Invest sold $52 million worth of coin shares. So ARK Invest strategy doesn't let any one individual holding take up more than 10% of an ETF's portfolio, meaning it's likely that they'll have to continue rebalancing if the Coinbase shares keep rising. So nice problem to have.
Yeah. It might be worth pointing out as well that we were looking at the social indicators earlier today and Coinbase is ranking in the App Store down at 325. We expect, you know, in a bull run, which it definitely feels like right now, for Coinbase to be up in the top 10 most downloaded apps globally. But it says that, you know, either this time it's different or we're very early.
Yeah. Yep. Let's go with the latter then.
What's up next? Next up, the EU Parliament has approved a ban on anonymous crypto transactions through hosted wallets. Now, just to highlight the definition of what a hosted wallet is saying that Bamboo has on behalf of their customers. We manage the wallet for them. Coinbase is another example. They have hosted wallets for their customers because they manage the wallets for them. And this is to really align with local anti-money laundering legislation and changes the dynamics of the ecosystem because until now, you know, you may not have had to have as much detailed information on your customers using your wallets, but now that's different. So,
All right. So the world's largest pension fund explores Bitcoin as an investment. So this $1 trillion government pension investment fund of Japan is exploring alternative liquid assets such as Bitcoin for potential investment opportunities. This comes after Bitcoin's recent all-time high and 130% price surge over the past year, although no commitment has actually been made towards investing in these cryptocurrencies. This inquiry suggests that the fund at least has some interest in digital assets, which is a really great step in the right direction.
I might just point out here that, you know, the narrative will be emerging for these larger fund managers that if they don't have some exposure to Bitcoin, they'll be underperforming in relation to their peers. So hopefully this narrative catches on and all of these, you know, massive, you know, market participants start allocating to the sector. Another CryptoPunk NFT just sold for $16 million in Ethereum. The Alien CryptoPunk just sold, and these are one of the OG NFTs on the Ethereum network. So great to see that this ecosystem is still alive and kicking. You know, one thing that I always wonder is how long is this going to go on for?
That is a lot of money. But they are the OG. They were the very first ones. So that's interesting. All right, Telegram's token TON has had a massive week, hitting a two-year high, increasing nearly 38% in just over one day after Telegram's CEO hinted at a possible IPO for the messaging app. This surge in TON's coin value is linked to Telegram's increased integration with the open network TON. It was projected to initially drop in 2020, but due to some SEC scrutiny, it did not. So the Telegram user base has actually grown to 900 million monthly users. That just seems...
it's out of control.
Ridiculous.
I wonder how many of those are bots.
That's a really good point. Even if it's half, it's still ridiculous. That's TON kicking some goals.
All right. Update on the Ripple case, which we thought was over, actually, Tracy. The SEC has requested a New York judge to impose a $2 billion in fines and penalties on Ripple Labs as part of an ongoing legal case. Ripple's chief legal officer announced that the filings would be made public soon, criticizing the SEC's approach, you know, misleading Ripple and being punitive towards them. So, it's going to be really interesting how this one plays out. Ripple can obviously afford it. They can just print and sell more tokens. But obviously, obviously it's a big kick, kick in the pants. And, you know, they're going to fight this. These guys have enough resources to keep this in court and fight it for years and years and before, you know, it becomes a...
How does the SEC have the money to be still fighting this?
Well, you know, we've covered stories previously where Gensler has gone to Congress asking them for more money to fight crypto cases and, you know...
but once he's going to win, I mean, does he really think he's got a shot here?
Well, it sounds like it. It sounds like they've got the case, but they're trying to put the penalty on. But, you know, I'm sure there'll be an appeal process for Ripple.
Okay. And our last bit of news, a bit of positive one, the Bitcoin bull Michael Saylor and MicroStrategy acquired another 9,245 Bitcoin for a cool $623 million. Apparently this takes their holdings to over 1% of the Bitcoin supply.
Wow, that's massive.
Isn't it just?
I think every week he's coming out buying like another $600 million, $800 million.
Okay, Mike,
sure. I'm pretty sure the last 3 weeks this is what's happened. So pretty wild. 1% of the Bitcoin supply. Incredible effort by Saylor.
Yeah, he loves it. Loves it. Okay, and that is the show for this week. We'll be back with some more news next week. Thanks for diving in with us. If you've enjoyed the journey, bring along a friend for next week's episode. We're all part of this evolving crypto narrative together. Keep exploring and let's meet again next week. Until then, stay curious, stay connected. You can do this by joining the Crypto Curious Facebook group or our Instagram page. Be sure to hit the subscribe button where you're listening to the podcast right now. If you're looking to DCA into the crypto market and planning to use the Bamboo app, don't forget to use the code CURIOUS for $10 of free Bitcoin to get you started. There's a link in the show notes below. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week. Bye for now.
Bye, guys.
You have been listening to an EquityMates Media production. In the spirit of reconciliation, EquityMates Media acknowledges the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea and community. We pay our respects to their elders past and present and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today. This podcast is intended for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general advice only and has not taken into account your personal financial circumstances, needs, or objectives. Before acting on general advice, you should consider if it is relevant to your needs and read the relevant product disclosure statement. And if you're unsure, please speak to a financial professional. The hosts of this podcast and their guests may have positions in the companies mentioned. EquityMates Media operates under an Australian Financial Services Licence 540697.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.